Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases, and evil spirits were expelled. Isn't this wonderful? I've no personal experience of my own handkerchiefs or aprons being a blessing to anyone else, and those close to me suggest that they probably wouldn't be. But that's not the point. God will work in the way that he chooses. And in this wonderful period of Paul's ministry, that was exactly what he chose to do. The reference to the handkerchiefs here is probably to the sweat bands that Paul used in his daily tent-making work. I'm reminded of an earlier account in Acts when people were healed by Peter's shadow falling across them as he walked by. God was blessing his ministry in such an amazing way that sick people were brought out in the street on their beds and mats to be healed. When we hear about God working in wonderful and miraculous ways, we are naturally very keen to see him doing exactly the same things today. When we read the amazing accounts of revivals, when whole communities have turned in faith to Christ, we understandably long for that to happen in our own day. But I believe that our focus needs to be on the fact that God is always acting miraculously. Every day is an expression of God's miraculous power. It happens when people get better after a time of illness, when people recover after skillful surgery, when a child is born, when people come through a crisis and find new hope, or when we look at the beautiful countryside or watch a majestic sunset. Every day in a thousand ways we're being blessed by miracles, and that needs to encourage us to expect God to work in new and amazing ways. Looking at my handkerchiefs or my shadow, I don't have any particular expectation that God is suddenly going to do amazing miracles with them. But looking at the miraculous God that I know, I find it very easy to believe that he might do so. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you seen God act miraculously in the past week? And now let me pray with you. God of miracles, we worship you. Open our eyes to see the amazing miracles that you're going to do amongst us today. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a really good day today.